There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hello, hello, hello. It's been a while. It's been a long week. That's why. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. And here's my producer in Carson City. Craig Moss is faster than a Spirit Halloween store popping up in an abandoned Bed Bath & Beyond. Hi, Craig.
Isn't that true? Those things just appear out of nowhere.
Really? Oh, yes. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm distracted. That's our call screener. See what it's telling me. As if I get phone calls. okay, there it is. All right. Okay. Yay. So how's it going, my man? What's new?
Not a lot. It was a very pleasant week here down in the Carson City office.
You're kidding me.
No.
It's 59 degrees, our current temperature.
Yeah, that's about what it was when I pulled into the parking lot here at the station.
I know. You really feel it. The change. Somebody wanted me to ask this, and it sounds like a troublemaker is asking this question. Is it too early to put up Christmas decorations in northern Nevada? And I told her, I don't think that's right. And the more I think about it, I'm thinking, what a terrible thing to ask me. But in years past, I've seen a few houses in town with the lights up when October starts. And October starts Wednesday. That blows my mind. October starts Wednesday.
Yeah, we've gone through 3/4 of the year already.
It just boggles my mind because... I swear, I was here 2 weeks ago saying, oh my gosh, it's September. Without a doubt, the fastest time of the year. But anyway, Christmas decorations, no. Why am I asking this? But somebody's going to do it.
Well, and, you know, and they're having help from Lowe's and all the home improvement centers. I went into the Lowe's here across the street from the station. And what's funny is they had Halloween and Christmas stuff up, and they had Santa Claus had his arm around the legs of a giant skeleton. I swear the skeleton had to be about 15 feet tall.
Well, that didn't sell as a package, did it?
No.
Just the store employees.
No, they were just, yeah.
Well, it would kill two season decorations at once, you know, right there. What about Nevada? Folks, here's a question. What would Nevada Day decorations be? And that is the first Friday coming up. Oh no, last Friday of October is Nevada Day. But what would a big black cannon, a makeshift mine in the front yard? I don't know. But anyway, we haven't even mentioned the Halloween decorations here. Any day now, by the way, any day now, that radio station is going to start on their all Christmas music thing. I fear that greatly. I really do.
You are not, but anyway, the only one, my friend. Not the only
Halloween
one.
Decorations. We've got some at home. I wonder if the HOA at Collin Ranch is going to try to ban Halloween decorations again. They tried to do this last year, Halloween decorations is beneath some of the homeowners at Collin Ranch. If you live there, folks. Anyway, I love decorations, and we're going to start talking about a lot, obviously. I mean, it's a big local thing. Can't avoid it. Fastest time of the year, without a doubt. Soon I'll be taking the potted plants inside and picking up all the apples left over on the ground. My wife bought Thomas Jefferson apple seeds years ago because she loved and loves going to Monticello, which is Jefferson's home in Charlottesville. And he was a big gardener, and they have like this little garden shop at Monticello. And you can buy Thomas Jefferson's apple seeds. I guess he created this type of apple tree. And so we have each year in our backyard, we have the three Thomas Jefferson apple trees. And they start with a ton of blossoms. And, you know, the bees come out, they work like crazy. And you see, they almost get all get fertilized, kind of like your mother. Sorry, I don't know why. Forget I said it. But they all get pretty much fertilized. In late spring, we will see, you know, they'll have the little baby apples starting to grow. And then in August, the squirrels get in there, and the squirrels will literally pick every single apple, and they will just take one bite out of each apple and leave each apple with this bite mark on the tree, or throw them on the ground. And sometimes we see the little, I don't know what bug does this, it's like a black pinhole in almost all the apples. And very rarely will we get a ripe apple that's untouched off the tree, because they ripen in late September, and by then they all have the bite or the tiny hole from some insect. And so I'm torn. Do I want to wipe out the squirrels? Maybe shoot them with like an air rifle, but I know I won't. So we have squirrels instead of apples in the backyard, and I never sprayed out there. I don't want to do that. We have cats. But the few apples that come through unscathed, we live on the squirrel rejects. The squirrels like the nice big ones, and it's such a waste. And I see that driving around town. You see all these apple trees, and there's a ton of apples on the ground, and the people don't pick them up. I wish I could just jump a fence, you know, and grab some apples out there. But here's the thing, you know, when I go hiking, I notice the great apple trees that we have in Reno. There's a great apple tree in the Charles Lane, Memory Lane area off of Mayberry, but I can't get to it. It's behind a fence on the side of the road, but it's growing the best unblemished apples ever. Big, beautiful apples. And years ago, I got some because the homeowners were out of town. They're just the sweetest best. So at any rate, wild trees or garbage trees all over, I love seeing them. And the ones I spend big money for and plant and pretend to care for, they just make nothing. So anyway, that's my story of being a gardener, a nursery man. It's 9:40. As long as we're outside too, are you seeing the increase in mice, rats, roof rats? That I'm seeing. People are seeing more rats this year, especially where they're building, you know, the new homes. Every home store, Craig notices the decorations. Every home store I've been in has the rat trap stuff right up there by checkout. So I'm assuming everybody is having an issue. Dad's tip was to drench the garage with 30% vinegar-soaked rags. And it seemed to work back then. We've had so many mice lately. We have three cats on duty in overtime to keep up. And I know somebody who had to drain their bird bath because they stopped seeing birds and they only saw rats coming up for a drink. And they all have California license plates. And there's some areas in Reno, Sparks, Carson, everywhere, too, where the coyotes have proliferated dramatically. Last Sunday morning, walking as the sun came up, I saw a couple of critters run close by me, and they don't even bother looking at you. They didn't even see me. I thought they were like young Siberian huskies, and I took a closer look and I realized those aren't dogs. Those are actually coyotes. And you'd think with the city growing as it is, with more concrete and everything, there'd be less wildlife, and the inverse seems true in these certain animal cases. Of course, the coyotes, where you find them, is where the food's located, and I think because there are so many deer in some areas like Carson and Genoa, I don't know, does that draw coyotes? I don't maybe they're too big for them. But if you have any contact with coyotes, Contact with Coyotes, that sounds like a good movie title. I'd like to know, because the interactions between human beings and wildlife have long been a subject of fascination for me and a subject of boredom for you. It's just life in northern Nevada, you know? It's interesting. If you saw my cell phone news feed, pretty much every day I get stories about, you know, oh, another bear has broken into somebody's home. A bear is taking a swim in somebody's pool. Look, it's a bear jumping on a trampoline. I mean, that's AI, right? Again, I don't know what it is or isn't AI anymore. Yes, bears on trampolines. That's the topic. 884-9910. What is the world coming to? And, you know, I really love dogs and cats a lot, but I just got to tell you that if you have a cat or if you have a dog and there's a coyote in your area, you got to watch your pet like a hawk. You really do. They are not a match for a pack of coyotes who are very hungry. So avoid that grief and misery in your life. I just hate to hear about people losing pets to national predators, natural, because, well, listen, the predator's got to live too. But your cat is just not used to dealing with coyotes. Maybe catnip, but not coyotes. Now, raccoons, I'm not sure about, and maybe somebody can tell me, we get this loud, rowdy band of delinquent raccoons that show up every 3 or 4 weeks late at night. And these thugs, they scream, they run on our roof, they yell from fences, they just raise hell. And I worry if I don't get the cats inside soon enough, you know, there's going to be trouble. But the last time the two white cats, brother and sister, were outside, I looked out the window, and they're just sitting watching the raccoons raise hell. And one raccoon walked up to them, and they just kind of looked at each other, a bit of a stare down. And I've asked about this. Do raccoons attack cats? Most say no, but I still get freaked out when they show up. Okay, don't go anywhere. By the way, I'm thinking about maybe having some fun in the final hour of the program. Because, let's face it, the past, since last Wednesday, things have not been real happy. And I think you understand why. And now that we're into the weekend, I kind of like to lighten things up. Unless you think that's totally inappropriate. I don't, because I think you need a little laughter in life, you know, especially when things are kind of sucky. But let me ponder that. Not sure about that. 9:19 is our time. Got a lot of great guests. We're going to be talking about the Virginia City Cemetery Tour. It's not just a tour. It's where the people buried underneath come to life. It's a Christmas event. No. And also we're going to be talking about a great dinner at the Governor's Mansion that you can go to. We have Oktoberfest today, Great Basin Brewery. It's today, Oktoberfest. And they're coming on the show this morning. And, of course, Derek is coming by, Derek Lee, in about 10 minutes or so. So we'll talk whatever you want to talk about. That's what the local show is for here, 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local. Every Saturday, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:20.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910, FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
FM News Talk, time is 9:20. Hey, happy Saturday. It's 9:23. Okay, news media run amok. Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto got her buddies at Channel 2 to do a big self-serving anti-Trump fake news story this week. Yeah, just like every other week. This, though, was on Tuesday. You can find the story on their website. The headline, "Tourism Drops in Northern Nevada, Senator Cortez Masto and White House exchange words." And Channel 2's article on their website reads, "Tourism has been on the decline in Las Vegas, in northern Nevada, is seeing a similar trend. Really? Is there a source for this Channel 2? Because the latest numbers that we reported from the Gaming Control Board has an increase. On August 29th, they reported Las Vegas casinos saw a 5.6% increase in gaming revenue in July, a positive indicator for the tourism market. Strip resorts collected $749 million from customers during 1 month, the latest month. The third time this year, the market has improved. Gaming totals were positive throughout much of Nevada. The state reported a 4% gaming revenue increase overall. In northern Nevada, Reno gaming revenue was up almost 10% to over $76 million. We're talking about August here. Sparks Casino saw a 3.3% increase to $15.6 million. Southlake Tahoe, State Line, Nevada, saw a 21.5% jump to about $38 million. Okay, so I don't see the tourism has been on the decline in Las Vegas and northern Nevada seeing a similar trend, Channel 2. We used to cite sources at Channel 2, but those days have passed, so no source, but I'll start again. Tourism has been on the decline in Las Vegas and northern Nevada, seeing a similar trend. President and CEO Mike Laragueta said the Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority just received the numbers for the last 2 months, so specific figures are not yet available. Well, that sure proves your point. And then here in the article, here comes Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, who says Nevada is not alone in the tourism dip. You see how they set these up? Where is the dip? And you see these stories on Facebook. Well, I don't know. They threw me off Facebook, but I used to see them, where everybody is pushing this narrative about how our economy is crashing in Nevada. And you know who's behind it. You know it's the other party, which is doing all they can to picture the president as being an economic disaster. Maybe dips here and there. I don't see the disaster. Back to the article. At a press conference with the Culinary Workers Union Monday afternoon, Catherine Cortez Masto said blanket tariffs are having a negative impact on both local and national tourism. She said, quote, "Nevadans can see what's happening loud and clear. His policies are hurting our tourism economy and our workers." For local tourism, the Reno Sparks Convention Center is optimistic about the start of next year. That's what Laragueta said. And they will host the American Bus Association Marketplace for the first time in January. The RSCVA anticipates over 10,000 room nights from this event. February, the United States Bowling Congress returns to the National Bowling Stadium for Open Championships. They run in July. Laragueta says he expects this event to bring in a lot of economic impact. He's looking at north of $450,000, over 100,000 room nights, estimated economic impact of over $80 million. The CEO added, he's looking forward to the economic impacts that will come from the new arena at the Grand Sierra Resort upon completion. What a strange story here. I mean, Channel 2 and Cortez Masto not using any data or sources. The Gaming Control Board and the RSCVA saying things are doing great. And on the same day on Channel 2, you can look these stories up yourself on their website. Another story that same day on home sales. Headline reads, "Tourism in Las Vegas has been on the decline, and we're seeing a similar trend." Oh, yeah, but this is about houses. They use the same headline. An uptick in consumer spending helped the U.S. economy expand at a surprising 3.8% from April through June. Dramatic upgrade. And but they say home sales are in trouble in northern Nevada. And one more article. This is from the RGJ from Thursday. Reno Airport posting best month in 20 years, despite U.S. travel slowdown. Well, how can there be a... Oh, I forget it. the anti-Trump media stubbornly sticking to that narrative. Article reads, last month, the Reno airport experienced its biggest month in nearly two decades. Over 489,000 passengers passed through the airport in August. So far this year, over 3.3 million passengers have traveled through it, setting a pace to reach 5 million passengers by the end of the year. Reno's airport continued to shake off the slowdown in U.S. air travel, posting its best month for passenger counts in two decades. Folks, this it's the biggest year of Reno airport traffic in 20 years. And Channel 2 interviews Catherine Cortez Masto about Nevada's terrible economy. One more, just one more. Trump promotes unproven, Channel 2, of course, Trump promotes unproven ties between Tylenol vaccines and autism without offering new medical evidence. Article reads, don't take Tylenol, Trump instructed pregnant women during the unwieldy White House news conference. He also fueled long debunked claims that ingredients in the vaccines could contribute to the rising rates of autism in the U.S. without providing medical evidence. The rambling announcement appeared to rely on existing studies rather than significant new research. Okay, so in this Trump story, we have the words unproven, without offering proof, unwieldy White House conference, fueled long debunked claims without providing evidence, rambling, and without significant new research. All in four sentences. This is the slanted stuff I remember coming out of CBS and the Channel 2 newsroom day in and day out. And by the way, Jimmy Kimmel gave an unproven, no evidence claim that Charlie Kirk's killer was part of the MAGA crew. Not one media outlet called Kimmel's claim unproven, without offering proof, without providing evidence. Now they glorified him as the victim. Charlie Kirk was a victim. All right, we're going to break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft right here. I'm John Potter, every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk, time 931.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
So, Derek, did you hear this? There's this huge dip in Nevada tourism and the state's going broke. And Catherine Cortez Masto doesn't understand why we don't see that.
Wow.
Okay. It's Derek Lee here. Where did they get their facts? I'm just asking. Yes, I know there are some segments that are not doing well. I know restaurants are having a really hard time. But come on, airport, busiest travel in 20 years.
Wow.
Okay, so brainhealthformulas.com. Derek has a lot to talk about today. We have exciting new data on oxytocin, the hormone and neurotransmitter that you you sell a product that generates oxytocin in the body, which oxytocin plays a key role in social bonding, maternal behavior, and reproductive functions, earning it the nickname the love hormone. Well, first off, is that an accurate representation of that ingredient? Is it the love hormone?
That's the way it was phrased in the 50s and 60s, is that's what they believed that it did, was it, they science believed that it generated a love hormone or activated that it's really a bonding hormone. And so if two people took oxytocin, they could generate a stronger bond within one another.
Meow.
Or it could actually have the opposite if people weren't really interested in each other. So it can work both ways.
But you have another name for it. What is your name for oxytocin?
I view it more as a bonding hormone. And because it actually, a love hormone, really, it's not an aphrodisiac in that way. It really helps people generate a bond. It really helps to enable people who don't like to go out in public. Just taking an oxytocin nasal spray can then enable someone to feel more comfortable in a public environment or a public atmosphere, to where individuals, you know, after taking oxytocin a week, 1 to 2 weeks, they will feel more comfortable being in public. So what it does is it helps with anxiety. It helps with depression. It helps with just found. So there's this huge article published this week From the in the Scientist magazine, there's researchers, I believe they were out of the UK, finally dug into oxytocin. What does it actually do? And so they science finally caught up to what I already knew oxytocin does. I'm patting myself on the back here.
Brought it up weeks ago.
It was just published this last week. Oxytocin has anti-inflammatory properties for the brain, has antioxidant properties for the brain. And oxytocin improves memory. It reduces pain. It's a critical neurotransmitter to engage just about every single hormone, not only in the brain, also in the body. It affects how our organs work. It affects just about every component of the body. And so it's really fascinating that science has finally started to understand how important oxytocin really is.
And this was in scientist.com or
yeah,
what?
The scientist.com.
And so scientist.com, folks.
Yeah, and you can just, or you could just Google if people like to research things. It's called just oxytocin hyphen Goldilocks hormone, and that'll and then scroll down one to two sections, and those the scientist.com will show up, and it's a fantastic article. It kind of contributes, it kind of portrays what I've been talking about and what the benefits of oxytocin actually are.
So the love hormone is now the Goldilocks hormone.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
And you said it's very good at getting people together. And I saw this earlier that it's oxytocin is known for social bonding. So people can bond. I think the world needs a ton of oxytocin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which product of yours generates oxytocin, the hormone and neurotransmitter that plays such a key role? What product of yours promotes the growth of oxytocin?
John, here's your favorite part of the day right here.
I'm waiting.
It's called the oxytocin nasal spray. That's it.
Okay,
oxytocin nasal spray.
I love the nasal spray because you feel the effects immediately.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the best delivery system you can have.
Yeah, it's really efficient.
But you named it what?
Just oxytocin. I'm not great with names, so that's what it is.
Hey, listen, it's a powerful name.
Yeah.
Because this is a powerful hormone and neurotransmitter, and nobody talked about this a year ago.
Yeah.
This is a great new discovery.
Yeah.
The nasal spray, now, what's the sale, and what is the sale on at brainhealthformulas.com?
So we're going to do the buy three and get the fourth for free. And so I do also want to communicate, we had the first confirmed individual who tested positive for the new Razor COVID, and they had already purchased the Restore and the oxytocin bundle, which includes Restore and the oxytocin nasal spray. And after this person was tested positive for COVID, they contacted me, and I gave them the protocol. Just start with two capsules of Restore three times a day, and also do one squirt of the oxytocin in each nostril three times a day whenever you take Restore. And within 48 hours, they are completely back to normal. So it has a tremendous effect on improving how our immune system, how the nervous system functions, and how our brain can function as well.
Did you put the oxytocin nasal spray on the first page?
It is.
Of brainhealthformulas.com? Because,
yep.
Okay, this is a concern. You have so many products now. I'm old. I don't like to search. So this is important. And so you put it on the front page. And it has anti-inflammatory properties. That's the new news that we just learned. And you can read this yourself at thescientist.com.
Yep.
But brainhealthformulas.com, buy three, get the fourth for free. This is good on the oxytocin nasal spray. And what else?
Everything. Everything except the GLP-1.
You can't be serious.
Yep. We're just going to go all in. So that, you know, I value everyone out there, and that's the best discount we can do.
I know you do. You love seeing people change.
I do. I really do. It's fascinating, and I just love to see people improve, not only their life, but how people feel, how people can process information, how some individuals. There was one customer, I'm not going to mention their name. They ended up having to write an obituary for their nephew, because his brother couldn't do it because he was so emotionally distraught. And this individual wasn't a writer. But he sat down. He's been taken, the guy, individual, been taken Restore for a month or so, and sat down and wrote this 3-page obituary that he had no idea how to do until he just started, sat down and started writing. And he's like, I don't know how this worked, but Restore, it made it happen. I couldn't
believe it. It all comes back to Restore.
It's the key. That is the activator of everything.
That is Derek's original product. You can find, buy three, get the fourth for free on Restore, too, at brainhealthformulas.com. If you have a question for Derek here and now, 884-9910 is our number, 775-884-9910. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the new product that's going to be released soon that is continually producing dopamine. I love dopamine. I mean, it gets you out of bed. It gives you incentive.
It does.
It lightens the mood. It makes you feel great. If you could bottle that up. Well, maybe he has. I don't know. But we're going to talk about the product that Derek's releasing that continually produces dopamine. And also the New York Post this morning has a powerful story about the brain health benefits, the sleep benefits, and the steady heartbeat benefits from an old favorite. I'll throw that in next, too. I'm John Potter with Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. Back in a few, shortly, on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:45.
We need to talk.
In a somewhat friendly manner.
So make the call.
A colorful call.
884-9910. News and talk. Live and local. The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Folks, if you are really into health, especially the brain, I recommend again HubermanLab.com. I listened to his 2-hour podcast yesterday. It's fascinating. It really is. It never ends, the fascination and what we're learning about the human body. Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas is here. BrainHealthFormulas.com. He has a new product that's going to be released soon, which is already continually producing dopamine. Who doesn't want dopamine?
Everyone needs it.
I mean, if you want to learn about dopamine, Dr. Huberman is focused on this too. I'm a huge fan of dopamine. Tell me about your product.
Our earliest stage of producing this formula, we just had to start experimenting with it to see, one, if we can actually produce dopamine, and two, what are the effects? Do people build up a tolerance to it? Do people have to continue taking more? And so that's one of the things we studied initially.
The problem with it is that, and this is why people take drugs, it boosts the dopamine output, but it exhausts the gland. And so that's why the come down is so much worse than the lift that you get from the burst of dopamine.
Yep.
So how can you correct that? Not that I endorse using drugs and finding a solution to having the come down, but tell me about your product. I'm sorry.
So we built in the repair mechanism to it. So not only do we stimulate the production of dopamine, we actually provided all the nutrients that's needed in order to produce dopamine. So we actually provide the activator, the stimulator, and the repair mechanism all at the same time. So we provide all the nutrients needed to produce dopamine, and we're activating the production of dopamine. And so this is one of the things we've been studying is, do we build up a tolerance to it? Do we only get to a specific plateau? Can we only produce so much? And so far, all of our tests, where there's no tolerance, we are not building up a tolerance to it. Every time that all the volunteers are testing this, that nobody wants to take more than one capsule a day, because everyone just feels great and the benefits continually compound versus being detrimental. So everyone's continually improving on their memory, their recall, cognition. Pain is disappearing. Neuropathy is completely reversing. Even people with a toenail fungus is improving in as little as 1 to 2 weeks, which people who've had it.
Funny how things connect. Huh?
So the dopamine actually regulates how our nervous system functions. And so how our brain works with the nervous system is that is the electrical communication That is what controls all electrical communication. And so if dopamine, which I believe dopamine is the hormone that layers the myelin sheath of the nervous system. So that's going to invigorate how our nervous system, how the electrical capacity from the brain to the body functions. So if we can improve that, then that actually provides the brain more information, and then the brain can push nutrients to make those repairs. And so this is the kind of the fascinating component of dopamine that science doesn't really look at. And so if we can actually provide the nutrients available to generate dopamine and the activator to produce dopamine, then we can actually repair just about every aspect of the body.
When is this product of yours coming out?
Hopefully next week. Worst case scenario is 2 weeks out. So I'm actually really excited about it.
I am too.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Man, you know, I am constantly astounded by what a magnificent machine the human body is. This is a grand design. There is no way this is an accident. There is no way that we came from another, like a reptile or anything like this. Is a scientist's brilliant design. It really is. And if that doesn't make you religious, I don't want to bring that up. I mean, makes somebody mad, but isn't it incredible?
It is.
It just blows me away. So looking forward to that. Okay, folks, go to brainhealthformulas.com. Buy three, get four. Get the fourth for free on anything. Okay, New York Post this morning has a powerful story about the brain health benefits, sleep benefits, and the steady heartbeat benefits from an old favorite. A new study says, they say roughly 50% of Americans do not get the recommended intake of this item through their diet alone. And that's a problem. But the ingredient is magnesium, specifically magnesium L-theanate. Supplements are easily absorbed and have been shown to increase magnesium levels in brain tissue, like your products, Derek. Now, this says magnesium L-theanate supplements also support the calming neurotransmitter GABA. You told us about GABA months ago.
Yep.
And it's all, my gosh, the product here, Miracle Liver, right in front of me. GABA is in it. Tell us about GABA. You're a big fan.
Yes. GABA is a precursor to the production of dopamine also. So GABA is a significant neurotransmitter that is made in the brain through an enzymatic process that I believe reduces as we age, just like the production of dopamine, just like the production of oxytocin. So when we're younger, arguably pre-puberty, we produce a tremendous amount of these hormones. That's why we can repair so fast. That's how we are able to learn information so fast. And as we age past puberty through college, if we start to lose all those capacities. So what if we can reinvigorate the production of those hormones and those neurotransmitters, then arguably we can start to learn more efficiently, we can start to process information more efficiently, and we can actually start to heal more efficiently like we once were able to. And so it's being able to balance all these neurotransmitters and these hormones that seem to disappear as we age.
Well, somebody told me magnesium helps you sleep, so I take it before I go to bed. It really works. Which product of yours really bolsters the GABA?
You know, there's a lot.
You're a big fan.
I love GABA.
You put it in a lot of stuff.
I do. So Miracle Liver has GABA. Frayed Nerves has GABA. The sleep formulas have GABA. Nerve Tranquility has GABA. I even have 2 milligrams of GABA in the bladder formula. I have 2 milligrams of GABA in quite a few things because I know how important it is to make those connections from the brain to the body. And GABA actually is the reason that we have a fluid within the cellular layer, because the GABA, it actually directs fluid to get into each cell. And so if we're deficient in GABA, then that can lead to a lot of issues. And so back to magnesium, magnesium is the key mineral that is most concentrated, not only in the brain, but also how that is one of the key minerals for the nervous system.
It has to be magnesium L-threonate,
yeah.
Which I think already the supplements are, aren't they?
That's the threonates in all the sleep formulas.
Okay. Oh, yours?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Isn't this a great time to be alive?
It is.
Because if we were growing up or if we were here in the 50s, we wouldn't even know about cigarettes killing us.
We'd all be smoking inside.
I know. And the people were good people back then, but they did not have this knowledge, and their lives were cut short.
Yeah.
It's a tragedy. But it's another reason why we can wake up today, be full of GABA.
GABA. All kinds of joy.
Joy. I mean, dopamine and natural dopamine. If you're a healthy person, and if you want to be a healthy person, go to brainhealthformulas.com. And this is one of the good times to go because it's buy three and get the fourth for free. Final 30 seconds, Derek.
Monday will be our last day we're at our office. Hopefully we'll be moving into Reno, hopefully by next weekend. We're still available online. People can always call. My number is 775-634-7789. And we'll be moving to Reno. Hopefully we'll be back in a week.
Don't get too big for us.
Thank you, John. Thanks as always.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I love the education we get from you. BrainHealthFormulas.com. Buy three, get the fourth for free. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58. Be back soon.